compressor station, the unnatural gas compressor station in the Minnesink Valley. We're about 19 months into the process. They've started construction. Right now we're in the U.S. Court of Appeals, and we've managed as a community the first 3-2 split decision with FERC. So we actually had the chairman and one of the commissioners side with us, which we discovered an alternative, another greenfield site that was owned by Millennium Pipeline, NiSource, had a compressor station there. It was 5,000 horsepower. So we wanted to know, before you put a new greenfield site, will that alternative work? Sure enough, the chairman and the commissioner sided with our alternative, saying that's the preferable environmental option. So fast tracking forward, our case is being watched heavily by industry, because it's going to set a national precedent on two levels. One, either for communities to have some sort of stay for an alternative, or B, we have no say if we lose, everything will get passed right through, and the industry will basically be allowed to write their own guidelines following NEPA and just rubber stamp every project that goes through, as long as they meet those guidelines, and no alternatives will need to be looked at seriously. And this is what's at stake. So we're hoping with our 3-2 vote that we'll have a little more momentum, and we've managed to stop them, but now it's just a sick race. It's become either they're going to turn it on or we're going to win in court. So it's stopmcs.org.
And tell me your name and where you're from.
My name is Thomas Salamone. I'm from Orange County, New York, in the Minnesink Valley.